Sometimes I feel like the Grinch that stole Hanukkah. That's never been my goal or my intention, but in the process of teaching the historically accurate origins of Hanukkah, I've busted a few people's bubbles. You see, a lot of adults, educated, knowledgeable, wise adults who know lots of things about lots of stuff, don't know much about Judaism. I don't blame them. It's not their doing. I think it's the fault of the religious school training that most of us received when we were young. An educational enterprise that was more concerned about passing off myth as history than it was about teaching Jewish history as it really was, or explaining how Jewish holidays evolved over time. I can't be sure, but I think that there were and still are many Jewish educators and rabbis who believe that if you teach people historically accurate information, if you tell folks that many Jewish holidays have their origin in non-Jewish pagan holidays, or how the rabbis manipulated the stories to promote the ideas they wanted to promote, it would turn people off Judaism. These rabbis and educators believe that people can't handle the truth. But I do. So when I teach the origins of Hanukkah, it is inevitable that historical reality will clash with myth, that somebody in the room will hear for the very first time that story of a cup of oil, a cup that was supposed to last one day but miraculously lasted 8 days, was really complete fiction, a story that was made up hundreds of years later by rabbis who wanted to promote their theology rather than to talk about a military victory by folks who they weren't too fond of. You see, the Maccabees weren't as beloved by the rabbis as they are by young children today who know they're going to get presents because of their victory. And someone will always say, but Rabbi, I've never heard this before. No other rabbi has ever taught this. You must be mistaken. Or occasionally they'll say, Rabbi Bar, it's just your liberal religious bias coming through. Understanding their skepticism, I walk them through the documents showing them that when Hanukkah was first mentioned in the Book of Maccabees, it was being celebrated for 8 days with no reference to a cup of oil. Slowly, cautiously, folks who are willing to look at the evidence come to realize that they were taught mythology as historical truth. It is a rude awakening. So what else did they teach me that wasn't true, they often ask. And if the cup of oil didn't happen, why should I celebrate Hanukkah anyway? This is the question I feel most badly about, for it reveals that many people's Jewish identity rests upon a mythic understanding of our people's origin and history rather than scholarly and historical information. I believe that basing Jewish identity on fiction is unsound. It's like building a house upon a foundation of unstable earth. It will eventually give way, causing the structure to collapse in time. Jewish identity needs to rest on solid ground, historical information, scholarly analysis, seeing our ancestors for who they really were, warts and all. And it also allows us then to enjoy the myths for what they are, wonderful stories. But they are just stories that can teach us about our ancestors and what they thought. As Beth Adam's Hanukkah service reads, as we light the candles of Hanukkah, it evokes for us the magic of the past, the stories of ancient rites, the legends of Hanukkah, and the strength and wisdom of our people. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam, and I encourage you to check out our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. Take a look at all the Hanukkah materials that we have available. Thanks for listening, and have a happy Hanukkah.